Good morning. How are you guys this morning? Tired. You're tired? You're always tired on Sunday morning.
Actually, I'm really tired because I went to swimming yesterday.
You went to swimming yesterday. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. So our gospel story for today is about bread. Again with the bread. Second of 5 weeks of bread. So Jesus and the disciples had just last week, remember, they went up to the hill and everybody sat around, and how many people were there? 5,000 people, the Gospel of John says. And how many loaves were there?
Five.
And how many fish?
Two.
Good. Okay, last week we got them confused. Five and two. And how much food was left over? 12 baskets of food. It was like the ultimate potluck. There was more food left over than you actually brought. Yeah. So then all of a sudden, after that story, what happens to Jesus and the disciples? Do they hang around and talk with the people who were there on the hill? Did they have church? Did they do like quilting or anything? No, they just disappeared. They left. They ate and they left. And the people looked around and said, where are the disciples? Where's Jesus? And they got in the boats and they followed Jesus to the other side. They did. They followed him. And Jesus says, what are you doing here? Did you come here because you're looking for another free meal? You want some more bread? Is that what you're here for? I have something more for you, Jesus says. So the week before they got bread, but this time did Jesus feed them? See, you've got that look. You know there's a trick here, don't you? Did he feed them? Did he feed them a big meal? Were there fish and bread and everything? There was, no, that was in the Old Testament lesson, the manna. I get that confused. Matzah. No, matzah. That came later. Okay. He did feed them. He fed them, but not with what they maybe expected. He fed them. He talked about something called the bread of life. Ever heard of that?
Yeah.
You have? Yeah. Where can you buy the bread of life?
Maybe in the tree of life.
In the tree of life. It's a nice connection. I sort of like that. Climb the tree of life, get the bread of life, the fish of life. Yeah. Life is good. Well, that would be one way. Yeah. He's going to give him the bread of life. Well, I brought something because I think this is an important thing.
Okay.
This, what is this?
It's a bucket.
One of you asked me, did you go to Home Depot this morning? I can trust you. Trust me when I tell you that you cannot get the bread of life at Home Depot. I think Jesus is giving them the bread of life, which is Jesus. It's Jesus himself. So if that bread of life, how do you get that then? How do we have the simple thing that shows us that we're getting the bread of life? Any ideas? Love, yeah. That's one of the ways. That's what really Jesus is giving away. We do it with, it's up here. Yeah, you must be ready for confirmation. Communion. Yeah, one of the ways we get the bread of life is through bread and wine. That's a reminder about Jesus' love. Now, here's what I think about communion. That's it. That's baptism, falling into the bucket and falling into the bucket and drowning is baptism. That's next week, okay? I think communion is like this empty bucket. Maybe we're like the bucket, I don't know. Communion is like an empty bucket. What's in there?
Nothing.
Wrong.
Something.
Jesus.
It's always Jesus in a bucket. Can't get that at Home Depot either. It is. I mean, communion is not, it's not God, right? Communion just holds something like a bucket does. If you wanted to carry water from here to there, would you take it a teaspoon at a time?
No.
Would you, like I did when I was a kid, put it in your mouth, carry it over there and spit it out?
No.
I mean, that would be one way, right? What communion does is communion's sort of the bucket that carries God's love. We need something solid and something we can put our hands on to get that bread of life. Jesus says it comes down from heaven, but you know, we're not very good at seeing stuff that comes down from heaven and is all just sort of an idea. So instead we have bread. And it's what carries God's love. When you come up here and you kneel or you stand or you receive that bread or you receive that blessing, you're receiving the bread of life. That bread is just the bucket that carries what God has already given you, God's love. And it's a big bucket. It's so much that not even the giant extraterrestrial-sized 5-gallon Home Depot bucket can carry it all. It's all around us. But when you hold that little piece of bread or you feel that blessing on your head, that's carrying God's love for you. So that's the bread of life that the people who come to see Jesus that day receive. They get that love that comes from God's, or they get that bread that comes from God's love, just like you receive it as well. So let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for that bread of life. We thank you for the sacrament of communion, that bread that we receive and we eat and know that you are with us. Bless us in these days to come. And everybody said, amen. Thank you all.